Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Old Glory is a symbol of hope and safety to the poor and the helpless all around the world. Now let's make Old Glory great again, and it's our job to keep it that way. And let's make the media truthful again. You know, Old Glory brings a message of common sense values with old-fashioned patriotism each and every week. Now, the message I have for you today is called Why I Love Capitalism and the Free Enterprise System. Capitalism, ladies and gentlemen, is an economic system characterized by private or corporate ownership of capital goods, by investments that are determined by private decision, and by prices and production and the distribution of goods that are determined mainly by competition in a free market. That's it. Word for word, as described by Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, the 11th edition. Now, nowhere in that description, ladies and gentlemen, is the word government mentioned. Where the free market was mentioned, it was referring to free from government interference. When government interjects itself into economics, man, it screws up capitalism and freedom of we the people to make our own choices and what to own and how to operate it in our own private businesses. Unfortunately, government has now wrapped its barbed wire arms around capitalism and has a chokehold on American business. Now, government now has a major influence on pricing, distribution, manufacturing, when, if, or where you can locate, the source of energy you may use, who and how you can hire or fire your employees, the taxes you pay, environmental issues, and on and on and on. The major decisions, ladies and gentlemen, now are not made by the owner, but by the owner's lawyer, trying to figure out how to operate among all the maze of rules and regulations that government has slipped under the door of capitalism. Capitalism. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's spelled with an A. Capitalism with an A. Perhaps now it should be spelled with an O. Capital O-ism. Capital O-ism. Capital A-ism means private ownership and real freedom. But capital O means it's capitalism ran by the government. And capitalism with an O in Washington, D.C., is the principal decision maker. The free enterprise system was the outgrowth of capitalism with an A. The chosen system to offer equal access to all Americans In other words, the opportunity to participate in the ownership and the operations of private businesses for their own benefit. Free enterprise, according to Webster's, began in 1890 and was described by Webster's at that time thusly: freedom of private business to organize and operate for profit in a competitive system without interference. I mean, without interference by government beyond what regulations are necessary to protect the public interest and keep the national economy in balance. Now, as always, government attempts to take more power than was granted them. They have ignored without interference by government. In other words, that little two words in the sentence, without interference, they have ignored that completely. Now, most of their regulations are unnecessary and used for establishing government control over business that was intended to be free. Now, before the barbed wire control of government arrived, the free enterprise system was responsible for unimaginable growth that spread across this globe. In other words, billions of people worldwide have eaten better, dressed better, had better housing, better transportation, better defense, better health, more vacations and more free time, better schools and churches and more jobs. All because of the free enterprise system via capitalism with an A. Now, more Americans are business owners today. More Americans are millionaires and billionaires, artists, writers, doctors, lawyers, scientists, all because of freedom and free enterprise system. We are now researching and flying to the heavenly bodies, and capitalism has enabled all of this, and that's why I love capitalism and the free enterprise system. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a faction, a minority of progressive radicals who are working night and day to eliminate capitalism with an A in favor of capitalism with an O and socialism leading to communism. Now, when a person hits the jackpot, when a person hits the jackpot and becomes wealthy, someone will sue you today to take what you have earned. And when a country becomes a world leader based on freedom, there will be leftists and socialists that will want to destroy your freedom and take control of your country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are conservative, you're going to want to listen each and every week to the Old Glory Network podcast. But frankly, if you're not a conservative, then you actually need to listen. Call your friends and neighbors and encourage them to listen also. And if you love the music back in the day of, you know, Sinatra and Marty Robbins, well, man, you ought to be ordering the music of my son, Kevin Dale Ahart. Now, Kevin performs out of Los Angeles. But you can buy his music from iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify and Amazon. I promise you, you will love Kevin and his music. Look him up. Check him out. He has a variety of music at 99 cents a song. I mean, just 99 cents a song. And he has a CD now of all cowboy songs that he has written. And you can order that by emailing me, Wayne Ahart at weahart@gmail.com. Now, the name of the CD is called Cowboy's Revenge. It's 11 great songs for only $15. And by the way, that's with no charge for shipping. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. It's no charge for you to subscribe and leave a 5-star review if you would. And don't forget to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. And happy trails, ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again next week.